We have some breaking news as Cali Yarncroke has gone down with an apparent injury during Maple Leafs practice today. Bobby McMahon has been put on IR with a lingering injury that we're not too sure about. What are the Leafs going to do heading into the trade deadline? Are they going to be buyers or are they going to be sellers? We will get into that. And has Timothy Liljegren emerged as a potential trade chip heading into this year's deadline? All of that and much more in this episode of Leafs Digest. My name is Darius Dominguez. Before we get any further into the video, guys, we've noticed that about 80% of our viewers are not actually subscribed to the channel. So if you could do myself and Nick a favor and hit that subscribe button so you can stay up to date with everything Toronto Maple Leafs. But without further ado, let's get right into it. Dropped just a few minutes ago, Cali Yarncroke just took a shot off of his left hand at practice. He's headed to the dressing room and he seems to be frustrated. There is a video circling on Twitter as well of him seemingly pretty frustrated heading back to the room. We're not sure if this could be long term. It literally just happened at the time I am recording this. So we will monitor it later in the day and obviously heading into tomorrow's big game with the Winnipeg Jets. And in addition to that, the Leafs will be without one of their better fourth liners, at least in my eyes. I love what McMahon has brought to the lineup. Per Sheldon Keefe, Bobby McMahon will be going on IR with a lingering undisclosed injury. And the Leafs are now obviously awaiting word on Yarncroke, who took a shot off of his left hand in practice and departed early from practice pretty frustrated. So we'll have to keep track of that over the next couple days. Obviously, we hope that Yarncroke isn't out long term. And I think McMahon has been a very good addition to the fourth line. I think he's kind of made a nice spot for himself there. So, and like I said, it goes without saying, Cali Yarncroke has been great this year, and I love him on the third line there for the Leafs. So without further ado, we'll get into more of, you know, some trade deadline stuff. I know it's a little bit early, but what are the Leafs going to do? They're in a weird spot. And I say they're in a weird spot is because if you look at this year's stats versus, you know, last year or the previous year, 2021-22 season, they are not performing as well. And I think it's a little obvious, and they have a lot of holes in their lineup. So if we take a look here, this year's point percentage has them ranked 11th in the league at this part of the season. Last year, of course, they were fourth at this time in the season, pretty good, and they finished pretty up there as well. And in 21-22, they were tied for seventh in the league at this point in time in the season. And I mean, you know, it is no surprise they have not performed to what we know they can so far this year. So it's been a pretty interesting year, to say the least. I mean, there has been a lot. It's been a long year. There's been a lot that's happened. The whole discourse with Nick Robertson that we covered yesterday, lots of injuries, Ryan Reeves, what he's been saying recently, you know, Austin Matthews going off and being the best player. There has been a lot to cover, and it's been a weird year. So it's going to be a weird deadline too. Will they be buyers? Will they be sellers? Will they be buyers, but at a, you know, a lesser rate than they have been in previous years? But anyway, I think one thing that can be certain, I think we kind of have to maybe put to bed per Elliot Friedman, is Sheldon Keefe might not be going anywhere, all right? I think the onus is on the players now. I think the players have to play better. I think Sheldon Keefe is a good coach. There is something to losing the room. I will not discredit that. And perhaps, you know, he might lose the room at some point if he hasn't already, but I think he's a great coach. And I think all the pressure is now on the players. They've done everything for this group. And they just have to start playing better. They need more out of the top guys. Like Tavares hasn't been rolling. Bertuzzi, guys like that. But anyway, we'll get into it quickly. Sheldon Keefe, you know, Friedman said that the more I think about it, the more I'd be shocked if anything happens with him this season. He did sign a two-year extension in the offseason last year. And Friedman continues with, I mean, there's always tactical things you can do better, but I think this is bigger than him. And I think that's the way they see it too. And honestly, that's the way I see it as well. I think there is something bigger at hand. It is on the players. They have to play better and they have to play up to not only their salary expectations, but the name brand as well. Because Tyler Bertuzzi, he is spending money. He looked like he was going to come in, play on the top line, have a great year, and get a big fat contract at the end of this season. And he is spending money every single day. So hopefully he gets back on track. He, you know, his wife was expecting just a few days ago. So he's going to come down, you know, with that dad strength. Hopefully he comes back with a little bit of that dad strength and wanting to play better. We've seen it before. We saw it with Tavares. So should be interesting to see. We'll see what happens. But I wanted to get into the Leafs have to be very careful this year, all right? Because the team is not performing. This team reminds me a lot, if any of you remember, the 1920 season where they're, I wouldn't invest in that team, all right? So they have to be very, very careful. And the Leafs have no first-round pick next year, no second round pick for the next 3 years. And in the pipeline, they have the following, Easton Cowan, Fraser Mann. We've talked about those two. I don't think they're going anywhere. Topi Niemelä, I don't think, I don't know if I would trade him. The Packers would really have to be nice, to let go of a player like that. I think he's going to be a high end defenseman. And Dennis Hildeby, obviously, he's going to be the future number one. So it's hard to make a trade when you have almost no draft capital and you have almost no top prospects. Those are your top prospects and you want to hang on to them. You don't want to get rid of them, right? So they have very little draft prospect for going for it the last couple years, but going for rentals, and that's something I wanted to talk about as well. I'm not sure if they should go for rentals anymore. If you're going to make a trade to try and get better, even if it's at the trade deadline, try to get some term. Try to get some guys with term who might stay and might make a big impact this year and down the road. Try to make the salary work. We've seen crazier things, all right? So we can get into it here. There's teams like the Oilers. I won't read all of this, but if you want to pause and read it, there's teams like the Oilers who acquired Ekholm, who had some term, right? And then you look at teams who won the Stanley Cup. Jack Eichel was acquired, halfway through the season, the year before that they won the Stanley Cup last year. Mark Stone also acquired before the 2019 trade deadline. Alec Martinez, guys like that. It goes on and on, right? So, if you look at the Leafs roster, they should really start to try and invest if they want to make moves, big moves at the deadline, in guys with term. And I'm looking, we talked about it last week, could be Jacob Chychrun. There's guys out there that you can make the salary work with retention, even if you have to throw in a little bit of a sweetener. I'm not talking about first round picks, but just make the trade make sense. I think maybe even a roster player the other way, and we will get to that in a few seconds. But I think term is the way to go now. Enough with the rentals. They really got burnt last year because they only made it to the second round and they were really expecting to go all in. So I think they have to move away from that and try to make their team better for the long haul, if possible, right? And like I mentioned, Jacob Chychrun, relatively young, but he has a decent deal right now as well if you can make the salary work. I wouldn't acquire Noah Hanifin because he's a UFA, but that is an option too if you can get an extension done. And I like what this article points out as well. Adam Larson and Jamie Oleksiak, they both have term and they can eat minutes and they're pretty decent. They are, I would consider, like this article says, needle movers, all right? And they need more of those guys. They don't need more fringe guys. They need more guys who are going to come in with a defined role and do things the right way for the system, for the team, right? So enough with the fringe guys, enough with the UFAs in my eyes. I think maybe they should target, if they are going to be buyers, and if Tree Living does want to upgrade the team this season, and he believes in the team, which is teetering back and forth, I think they should go for somebody with probably some more term. And, going out the other way, we just talked about they don't have too much draft capital. Timothy Liljegren, could be emerging as a guy that they could look to move on from. He's getting a little bit older. He hasn't really hit the potential. I think there's still a lot of untapped potential there in this player, but he hasn't really reached it. I'm not sure if it's just the opportunity he's been giving or lack thereof, or the fact that he's been given opportunities and he hasn't really shown out the way he should. But anyway, it says here that the reason, and I totally agree with this, that Simone Benoit has been such a great addition this year is because he has a defined role and Keith knows exactly what Simone Benoit is going to bring to the team. All right. And you can pause this and read it. It makes some great points if you want to check it out. But Liljegren's inconsistency, I think, has made him, I don't want to call it a liability, but I think at times I'm not sure you can really rely on Liljegren in high pressure situations. And when you look at a guy like Benoit, who's kind of moved up the depth chart and has had a great season so far this year, you know what you're going to get out of him, right? So if you have a player in Liljegren who has really high potential, and I think he can, get you something great in return, I'm not saying they absolutely should trade him. I think it's just an option. He can gather some good return. You're just not sure what you have in him at this time. You're not sure you can rely on him. So it could be a good fit. It's possible. I'm just speculating, and sometimes speculation is not the greatest, but I just wonder that perhaps that is something that could work out for the Leafs and another team. They bring in a guy that they know exactly what they're getting. It helps the team a little bit more because I think they need a little bit more high-end defensive defenseman. So it could work both ways. It's pretty interesting. I don't know. But I think the Leafs need to be very careful because, like I said, they're reminding me of the 2019-2020 team so far this year. I'm not sure I would invest, especially with rentals. So if they are going to be buyers, I would like to see them upgrade, you know, something for the long haul. I would like to see, like, especially defense. They absolutely need to upgrade the defense. But if they don't see it with this team, maybe they should try to look at being sellers. I think a lot is still up in the air. I think a lot is going to happen over the next month, depending on the way they play. And a lot of the, you know, how is Bertuzzi going to play? A lot of the defensemen are, you know, it's going to be an interesting month to keep an eye on for the Leafs. So, you know, let me know in the comments what you think. Is Liljegren somebody you would be okay moving on from? I'm not sure I am, but if it's for the benefit of the team and we can get something a little more concrete, I think you have to look at doing it. It is a business at the end of the day. And let me know what you think, if the Leafs should be buyers or sellers. Honestly, I'm teetering towards I wouldn't invest in this team just because of the way they've played so far this year. So let me know what you think, and we'll catch you for another video tomorrow.